Why should you purchase a home? Let's talk about the benefits of real estate today because it is a crazy market out there and a little frustrating for any of the buyers that might be listening to the show today. But my advice to you is don't give up. Why should you buy a home? Because real estate is like no other investment. So let's just go through a couple points of benefit of home ownership. Number one, pride of ownership. Home ownership is still American dream, and live and enjoy not just the piece of paper, but the actual property that you're going to be owning. Real estate's the only investment that you don't have a choice to participate in. You've got an option. You either purchase or your only other option is to rent. And rent increases with inflation. Let's just say $1,500 a month at a 3% over 30 years. It's over $850,000 versus your mortgage is fixed. If you're on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, it is a fixed rate. The only adjustments that can be made is based on taxes and insurance. Rent, no payment end in sight. Mortgage, it's going to be paid off in 30 years. So I think the risk really for renters is whether they can keep up with the appreciation, especially with everything that's been happening in our rental market. Now, equity is another benefit of homeownership. On a $300,000 loan, at 3.25% over $500 for the first month of that goes towards principal. So I think a lot of people tend to forget about the amount of the mortgage payment that actually is applying towards principal. So again, on a $300,000 loan, $500 that payment in the first month at 3.25%, that's going a home bank account is what I call it. You don't have access to that money unless you're selling your home or you're doing an equity line of credit, but it's money that's there. On top of that, the appreciation in your property. Now, I like to look at appreciation as just an added bonus. So if you were to ask me if I would purchase a real estate property if I felt appreciation was not going to be there, my answer, if it was an owner-occupied property, would be yes, because of the alternative. So I look at appreciation as just an added benefit. If you look at historically, you've got an opportunity to have your home appreciate maybe 4 or 5% a year. Now, government pays you back for owning a home. What other investment do they actually give you money and a benefit to own something? Real estate, they do that. Why do they do that? It's because it strengthens our economy. The more homeowners that we have, the stronger our economy is. So the government is protecting that. How do they do that? They do it based on the deduction or your tax benefit for owning a home. You get to write off all your interest, property taxes, and mortgage insurance. And that's why if you're a renter, a lot of times you'll hear your CPA advisor telling you you need to go out and buy a property. Why? Because you need that deduction. $1,500 rent payment could be close to an $1,800 a month in a mortgage payment based on the tax benefit of homeownership. Now, for those of you that are renting out there thinking, well, if I was writing a check out for $1,500 and now you're saying writing out a check for $1,800 would be the same, how does that work? It's $300 a month cash flow more. It is. But what you need to do is consult with your licensed CPA, find out how to amend your W-4 with your employer, increase your withholdings so that you can net and take that money home on a monthly basis rather than waiting the end of the year to see the benefit in less income taxes. I don't know about you, but I don't like paying interest to the government on my money. So see that money up front and then have it net out as well. Now, any of my first-time home buyers listening to the program, you might have heard me talk before about tax credits that are available. There is a tax credit that's available for first-time home buyers if you meet the restrictions for qualifying for it. It's a 20% tax credit on all the interest you pay on your mortgage for the life of the loan, dollar for dollar. Add that on top of your deduction, it starts to get really sweet when we look at the numbers. Now, capital gains exclusion. If you have lived in your home for 2 years of the past 5 years, you can exclude up to $250,000 for individual, $500,000, $500,000 for married couple of the profit from capital gains. What other investment can you do that? Now, you don't have to reinvest the money into real estate. Now, here's what a lot of people don't even know, that there is no age restriction on the capital gain exclusion. So what that means is that you can take the exclusion every 2 years, which means that you can sell every 2 years and pocket your profit. Now, you may have not known that, but again, it's a great way to be able to save and shelter the money that you would pay on those capital gains. Now, you can also get creative with rental properties if you plan on selling your rental property, maybe get strategic and move back in your rental property for 2 years so that when you're selling it, you're not having to pay the capital gain. A lot of times you may see contractors actually do this when they're building a home. You build a home, live in the home for 2 years. See how this kind of all works? Understanding the tax law can save you a lot of money. And that's what the show is really all about, is talking about bringing in the experts in that can help you in all areas regarding your financing. Now, equity loans. You can borrow equity versus using credit cards. So when you build equity into your property, utilizing that equity that you have to take it out to purchase things that you would otherwise have to pay maybe higher interest rates on. You can possibly get a tax write-off depending on what you're using that money for. So you need to talk to a tax advisor about that. You just need to be careful. You don't want to draw money out on your home, rack up additional debt, and then go and get more funds, because that's where people can get in trouble. But you've got the option to use that money. Now, not to buy. So these are the just a few benefits of homeownership. But let's talk about if you're not buying, or when it may not make sense for you to buy. If you're not staying in the area for a long term, maybe you're reconsidering whether purchasing is right for you, because we don't know what the real estate property is what the real estate appreciation is going to do. But if you plan on being a homeowner long term in the foreseeable future, does it really matter what the real estate market is going to do in the future? It does if you're forced to sell your property. So if you bought in right before the financial crisis in 2008, and did you lose money? If you kept that property, what's happening to your property right now? It's making a lot of money. You're seeing that appreciation come back. So did you lose? No, only if you're forced to sell. Now, even if you are selling in a down market, as long as you're not moving up, you can still win. It's never a seller and a buyer's market at the same time. So would you rather sell and buy in a buyer's market or in a seller's market? Well, it depends if you're buying up. So when the market crashed, and if you assumed a 20% loss in your value, your $500,000 home dropped to $400,000. You lost $100,000 when you sold that property. But what about the move-up purchase that you made at the same time? That home also dropped at the same percentage, let's say 20%. So if the home was valued at $700,000, the market dropped, that home dropped to $560,000. So you gained $40,000 in that purchase. So the net difference, or you gained $140,000. So the net difference was $40,000, the difference between the sell and the gain. Not so bad. There's a gain and a loss in every market if you're choosing to buy and sell in every market. So don't worry about what the real estate appreciation is going to do. Get into the market, start building that appreciation, be strategic on when you're selling properties or what you're doing with that, and just know what the alternative is. The alternative, again, is if you don't own a home, you're going to be renting. That's the Money Chat for today. And coming up next in the Money Hour, once again, he's here for us. Last call for file and suspend strategy. Andy Landis, nationally known author, speaker, my personal go-to guy on everything Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.